You can reach us by the ivyorganics.com 3-in-1 plant guard email inbox, and that address is twvgshow@gmail.com, or you can text us on the instant access ivyorganics.com text line, and that's 414-368-9311. You can tweet us using hashtag TWVG, or Twitter handle is @TWVGShow. Don't forget our text line is at 414-368-9311. We had a couple questions come in this week.
Yeah.
It says, I'm new at this. Is there a master list somewhere that tells you how many seeds to start per cell? I'm hoping to start tomatoes and peppers inside, along with basil, cilantro, parsley, and mint, but I can't find anything that tells you how many seeds to throw in the hole. So I'm assuming they're talking about planting trays.
Planting trays, cups, the cells that you're planting in.
It's basically one per hole.
One per hole, but if you have good... With good seeds, you're going to have about a 95 to 100% germination rate. If you want to ensure, and we recommend, starting two seeds per cell. This way, everything's uniform, and as sad as it may seem, you would have to wean one out. So if you're planting tomatoes in a seed tray or a party cup or a root maker tray, you want to put two seeds per container, and that way you can wean off or remove, cut back the one that you are wanting to remove so it doesn't compete with itself. So overplant, wean out, you're going to be far better ahead of yourself when it comes to that, than trying to just plant one, and then if you have a tray of 12 and only six come up, you're at 50%, you got to wait and replant and all this other stuff. So two per hole is a good measure to start with.
So I have a problem that what I found with was damping off with my seedlings. I don't fully understand what it is or how to best prevent it from happening this year. Damping off is basically when at the kind of the base of your seedling.
Soil base.
Yeah, soil base. Yeah. They basically rot is what happens, and then they fall over, and then your plant's dead. So one thing you can do is you can use cinnamon, and you sprinkle cinnamon around or at the time of planting, and that helps prevent that fungus from...
It's a fungi that destroys the plant
It's a mean guy.
Uh-huh. Most of the time, it's because of overwatering the seedlings. That fungus created is in the soil, and then it takes effect and begins killing off the plants as the plant comes out of the soil at the soil line, and then it falls over just like you cut them off with the scissors. So water when needed, apply the cinnamon that has that antifungal bacteria capabilities in it, and that'll greatly reduce your dampening off problems. And you may have had dampening off and didn't know it. Was you came home from work and all your brassicas was laid over, like you chopped them off with scissors. So that is one of the reasons why that may happen.
I don't have an abundance of oak leaves I could bring over and use as mulch, but someone told me the oak leaves would kill a garden.
Well, that is simply not true. Oak leaves have a tremendous, all leaves have a tremendous, most leaves that you find in your backyard have a tremendous amount of nutrient power for your garden. Oak leaves work just fine. They are large. They may mat together. You might want to run them over with a lawnmower or mulch them a little bit to break them up to allow the water to permeate through, but other than that, they will do phenomenal for your garden. We use oak leaves, maple leaves, and all of that we can find.
All right, let's go to another question from Sandra. Can you advise me on, is sheep manure common and good to use for the garden? I've heard horse manure is very good. Any advice? Well, sheep manure is a common used additive to soil, but you want to let it age. If you don't let it age, it's just like cow manure or horse manure, it will burn the plants. And know your source. Know what the animals are eating, because if they're eating a grass that contains a broadleaf herbicide, that can still be persistent after the animal has digested it, extracted it, you've composted it and put it in your garden. It can still be detrimental. You want to look up the term killer compost, and it'll tell more about what I'm referring to when it comes to that kind of material. Joe Lampa, host of PBS's own Growing a Greener World, experienced this with his own horses that was fed hay that he got from the neighbors, and it was traced back to this chemical that they spray on the fields to kill the broadleaf plants, but to keep the grass green and healthy. So know the source of anything that you put in your garden, whether you're doing it or you're getting it shipped in, so you know what your plants are consuming and what problems may come up. You'll know. I'm a new gardener starting for the first time this year. What advice can you offer me in allowing me to have the best success? Well, we get this question a lot. We see this question a lot. Let's go to Standard Processes. Ben, he is the farm property supervisor there. Standard Process is your trusted whole food supplement manufacturer for over 90 years. To help identify the best supplements for you, find your local healthcare professional today. Go to standardprocess.com/patient. So let's go out to the farm and see what Ben has to share with us about starting a garden, what he would advise.
Hi, this is Ben Bartlett from the Standard Process Farm. I'm the farm property supervisor here, and I want to talk to you today about starting a garden. Every time we start a garden, we've got to think about how much space do we have and how much time do you have to dedicate to that garden. Sometimes it's best to start small. We look through the seed catalogs in the winter and we get really excited about all these beautiful crops and we want to go big. And sometimes it just takes a lot of time. So, what kind of garden do you want? Do you want to have a lot of flowers and keep the house pretty? Do you want to have a food to eat during the season? Or do you want to fill your pantry for winter? Think about your space first. Think about how much time and room you want to dedicate. And then go through those catalogs and pick out what the beautiful plants are that you want to grow for the year.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.